أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الغفور الودود. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has explained various qualities of His, who Allah Ta'ala is. One was that when Allah Ta'ala takes to task, He takes a person very severely to task. Whether it's a person, a community, a nation, the whole world also, Allah is the sole controller and the sole power over everyone. And also further Allah explained that He is the one who can punish in this world also and in the year after as well. He is the one who has created us this first time in this dunya, and He is the one that will resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah. So when a person does wrong, Allah Ta'ala can punish him very, very severely. But at the same time, Allah Ta'ala is that great and kind being, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ اور وَهِي هَي بَخَشْنِ وَالَا مَحَبَّتْ كَرْنِ وَالَا. And it is only Allah Ta'ala who can forgive. The forgiveness really is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala loves very, very greatly. So Allah Ta'ala, for the sinners, Allah is ready to forgive them at any time. When a person turns just so with sincerity to Allah and he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala readily forgives that person. So kind is Allah Ta'ala. And also it is written on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala that in rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, that my mercy is far ahead than my anger and my wrath. So a person must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what a great sinner he is, no matter he could have committed the worst and greatest sins, but Allah Ta'ala, as soon as he turns to Allah begging for forgiveness, you will find Allah Ta'ala to be oft forgiving and all the time. And a person must always look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is said a person can get tired committing sins, but Allah won't get tired forgiving the person. Yeah, in this world, a worker who works for somebody, if he makes the same mistake 2-3 times, a person won't tolerate him. Our children, our wives, we won't tolerate them. But no matter how many times a person commits a sin, the same sin, in one day, and he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, you will find Allah Ta'ala to be forgiving. And in fact, when a person commits a sin and immediately asks for forgiveness, that sin is not recorded also. And no matter, even if he commits that sin 100 times in that day, he is not written as a person who is persistent in committing sins. So merciful and so kind is Allah Ta'ala. When a person does a good deed, our angel on the right side of the Kiram and Katibin, they note it down immediately. But when he commits a sin, the angel on the right side is the Amir of the two angels. Then the angel on the left side, who has to record the bad deed, he has to take permission from the Amir whether he must write it down or not. And then he tells him, no, don't write it, he might ask for forgiveness as well. Until when the shafts have to be changed, and still a person didn't ask for forgiveness, then it is written down. If a person commits a sin, and after that he does a good deed, that good deed wipes off the sin. So we can see how merciful, and this just a little bit of the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise Allah's mercy is unlimited and is unknown to us. And we must never ever, the greatest sinner also, must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. In fact, the greatest sin is to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, for the sinners, He is Ghafoor. And He is Al-Wadood. He is the one who loves very greatly. Those who are obedient to Him, then the love of Allah is very, very great for them. Of course, quite clear, one person who doesn't do any wrong, your worker, and the other one who always falters, you will love the one who doesn't do wrong. So those servants of Allah who do not commit sins, but we are all human, perchance still he commits sin. But in that love of or the love that Allah has for those people is more greater. And also, as Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi has explained this ayat, that why does Allah forgive so readily the sins of his servants? because he loves them very greatly. Who you love, you just wish that person can just ask me for forgiveness and I'll forgive that person. So Allah's love for his creation is also unlimited. And when a person asks for forgiveness because of that great love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgives the person. But at the same time, we must remember, with all this definitely on its place, but it is no license to become reckless and just commit sins left, right and center and just do as we want to. This is that in case we have committed a sin due to some negligence, unmindfulness, then we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. A beautiful example of this, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gives, that if the doctors have to invent a balm, that if you burn and you can put that balm on you and immediately your skin comes right again, no pain, and in fact your skin shines better than before also. And so if a person has that balm, it won't mean that now he's going to go and intentionally burn himself. Because I've got this balm, I can just apply it and I will come right. Nobody will be so foolish to go and burn himself. In fact, Hazrat says that if you tell your wife, I bought this balm, yeah, so today put your hand in the hot boiling oil and I will just apply this balm and you'll come right immediately. She will tell him, you experimented a lot on me, now for a change experiment on yourself. Because who will want to put their hand and burn themselves like this? So this is tawbah. When a person commits sin, not that he intentionally and willfully and recklessly commits sin, but perchance he commits a sin, then he has got the balm of tawbah, that he Allah makes him shine again better than before, in fact. So Allah Ta'ala, we must never lose sight where Allah is. Inna batsha rabbika lashadid. Allah is ghafoorul wadood also. And we must keep the balance also. The ulama have written that al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. Where the true iman lies is between the fear of Allah and great hope in the mercy of Allah. That is where. Let's not just have hope in Allah's mercy and commit sins and say Allah is ghafoorul raheem. And neither on the other side, shaitan does this. When a person, a shaitan tempts a person to commit sin, but a person feels, how can I commit a sin? Shaitan says, you must make tawbah. Allah forgives all the time. You commit the sin, then shaitan says, where will Allah forgive you? You committed such a terrible sin. So we must do completely opposite. When the time of committing a sin, abstain completely. If perchance we did fall or become guilty, then resort to tawbah. I know that Allah is there to forgive you. Also, ulama have written that during one's young days, he should keep the fear of Allah predominant on him. And towards his old age, he must only look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And only hope in the great kindness and forgiveness and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with true iman, that we fear Allah also, and we don't never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala either.